local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
This is the Homegrown Show with Brandon Backstrom. Good evening and welcome to an hour of local and independent music. Hope y'all had a happy 4th of July. You kept all your fingers and everything went well. We are live in studio tonight, and I've got a guest here with me, Becky Capel. Welcome to the Homegrown Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
It's a beautiful day out there.
It's a little warm, but
it's warm for you. You
it
like
is
a,
time. We're okay with that.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's. Did you have a nice 4th of July? Did you do anything fun this weekend?
It was pretty mellow. I just kind of hung out with some friends and didn't shoot off any fireworks at all, but sure heard a lot of them. So
yeah, it went pretty late in my neck of the woods.
Same here.
I live right next to the National Sports Center in Blaine, and that's where they do their big show.
Oh.
So I can see it kind of from my deck, which is nice. So I don't have to go. Venture any closer than that, but it was fun. I'm glad that things kind of cleared up in time because it got a little rainy there and it was a little sketchy for a minute.
It was a little crazy there for a while, so yeah.
But so you had a nice low key 4th. I did as well. I think I probably had a even more mellow 4th than you. I pretty much just napped all weekend because I was up on Lake of the Woods all week. I just got back on Thursday. Was a little cooked and totally beat from it was windy out there and some pretty big waves. But it was a ton of fun, and we're actually going to be talking all about it on the Four Outdoorsmen. Strew and I recorded an episode up there from our deck and at the cabin on beautiful Lake of the Woods, so that'll be coming up here at 6 o'clock. But before we can get outdoors, we got to get into some local and independent music. And Becky, I know you've got a brand new tune out, and we are going to be playing that one here. I want to keep it in the back pocket, though, for a minute.
Yeah, keep
I them, think we got a great song to kick the show off with, though, called Idle Down from your album In It to Win It. Anything you want to tell us about this tune before we jump right into it?
Idle Down is something my dad used to tell me to do all the time. So I just was just decided to write a song about idling down in the, when it comes to love.
I love it. Yeah. Those dads are full of wisdom,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's get right into it. It's Idle Down. You're listening to the Homegrown Show on Bob FM. Hold on. Come on now. Hold on. We're actually operating a CD player here. We're going old school.
It'll
this.
Play.
It'll
I heard,
pl-
it,
it,
I heard
play.
It start.
There we go.
I'm gonna idle down, slow my
Idle Down. Becky Capel, The Homegrown Show, Total Country, Bob FM. We're hanging out with Becky live in studio right now. And I know, so this album, In It to Win It, when did that one come out?
2022.
So just after COVID and all that. Were you working on the album like during all that time?
Yes, we were definitely working on it during
COVID.
What
a great creative time.
With our pod,
In your little pod.
Yep.
Just and that you had nothing else to do, so why not get creative and make something?
Yes, we did. Yes,
very cool. And it's you got another one with you here. See, that's an older album.
Yes, In It to Win It, or sorry, it's That Certain Ache that came out in 2018, and was also both records. I recorded some of the songs live and actually live to tape on That Certain Ache, which was kind of cool. I pretty much just recorded them live and then, you know, went in and just did some tweaking.
Some overdubs maybe here and there.
Added harmonies and that kind of stuff.
I love a live recording, though.
It's super fun.
You can tell.
Yes.
Especially now when you play it next to, like, a lot of modern music that is super quantized and everything is on a grid.
Yes.
It doesn't really breathe much, and you get that from those live recordings. Where did you record those?
Well, the stuff that we did with the band live was, got a friend named Jeremy Johnson, who's an incredible musician as well, but he's got a studio in his basement, and that, you know, we went there and set up and did that. And then I usually go to, Eric Koskinen's, has he been on the show before?
I've played his music. I can't remember if I've had him on. I definitely hear about him all the time though.
Yeah.
And
well,
I know
he's got a studio as well in Cleveland, Minnesota. And, we go there to kind of finish up stuff. When I say we, I'm talking about Paul Bergen, who plays guitar with me, and he really has produced both my records that I have and kind of made the sound that they are and made them happen. So actually, That Certain Ache, we recorded some of that stuff just in his basement, just me and him, and then added every song's a little different.
Sure.
But yeah, there's a variety of ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
To arrive at the finished product.
And are you originally from Minnesota then here? You spend your whole life here in the cities?
I am from Minnesota. I grew up in Matamidi. And then when I was 20, I moved to Portland, Oregon. And I lived there until I was 33. And out there, I did, I kind of fell in with some musicians and I started singing backup in a band. That was really fun. So I've always really been into harmony and singing harmony. And if I could just sing backup now, I probably would just be doing that.
That's a fun role to have.
I
when you can
it,
just
yeah.
lay back in the cut and just, you know, add that color and those. Yeah, I love that.
For sure. Yep. And then I moved back here when I was 33. I had gotten married in Portland, had a couple of kids, and Portland was getting really expensive, so we needed an out. But my brother invented magnetic poetry, the little words on magnets that you put on your fridge.
Of course.
Yes. So, and that was, you know, back in like 1993. So by 1996, it was going gangbusters. So I moved back here and helped out with the business. And that's what I still do for a day job. At least for now. And I kind of didn't think about music for a long time as I raised my kids and was busy working. And then when I was 42, I decided to pick up a guitar and teach myself G, C, and D.
That's all you need.
Because I knew I could play probably anything. I just wanted to sing, you know. And as I was doing that and learning that, then these songs just started coming out of me. I had no intention of ever writing a song, and they just started pouring out of me. And that was pretty exciting. So I actually did make a record before the last two that we talked about called For Now. But I made it in Portland because I didn't know any musicians here in the
So you're
cities.
Living here in the cities.
Yeah.
You have this desire to you know, record music that you've written. And so you had to, head back to Portland to do it.
Yes, I didn't know anybody. But once I had that record then, and that was back in 2012, then I did start going out to hear music here. Like, where do I fit in? I have no idea what the music scene is.
It's kind of exploring,
raising kids, and I'm a soccer mom. But sort of going out to hear music here and found
Who was the first person that you made friends with here in the music scene?
Oh, gosh. The first person? I couldn't tell you. I think an interesting thing is that I feel like I know so many different groups of people because I did come at it late.
Right.
I wasn't pigeonholed
into
any
one
certain
kind
group
of
or anything.
Right.
So I really know a lot of very varied people. But, you know, Jim Walsh, he used to do this Hootenanny thing.
Okay, yeah.
And we're songwriters would go, and you would do a songwriters round basically. But so that's kind of where I started going to hear people. So I met him, and I met some other musicians through that, and. Yeah,
very cool, because it's such a big part of the industry, is just that whole networking thing and getting a community.
People say to me now, like, how do you get gigs? And I'm like, you have to go out.
Yeah,
you have to go out and to the places to hear music, and then you'll meet people, and it will just, I mean, it kind of just magically happen if you're
persistent about it, and you
got to show up.
Yeah.
You can't just email somebody and say, give me a gig at your place. I've never been there, but hey,
right,
you know.
That's a good tip for anybody else. There are certain exceptions to every rule, but I think that's a good deal. You got to just start showing up, get yourself out there, be a part of the scene, and then you can play it.
Be a supporter.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, let's get back into some more local independent music. Love this one. It's called Country Proud by Dan Lapine. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
You might catch me on a bender, feeling warm and tender, hanging with a younger crowd, drinking with some fellas, checking out the ladies. There's only one bar in this town. The bass is really booming, they got a brand new version, they're calling it country somehow. But I like my country, country proud. A little steel guitar, a gal song, song, a lot of chicken picking, some loving and some living, and a little bit of love gone wrong. The chick hop beats just ain't my groove, my heart's still in Twain Town. Yeah, I like my country, country proud. It seems everywhere you go, they're ringing out the soul. Anyone, and I think they forgot about us. They say you need a little pop if you want to pop off, 'cause country can't stand on its own, but country folks can survive, that's what I've been told. We need a steel guitar, a gal saw, and on a fiddle, and a good old three-chord song. Some loving and some living, and a little bit of love gone wrong. Those hip-hop beats just ain't my groove, my heart's still in Twain Town. Yeah, I like my country, country proud. I'll play it now. Guitar, a gal saw, and on a fiddle, and a good old three-chord song. A lot of chicken picking, some loving and some living, and a little bit of love gone wrong. Those hip-hop beats just ain't my groove, my heart's still in Twain Town. Yeah, I like my country, country proud. Country proud. Oh, yes, I do.
This is Maddie Braun, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Spring came early this year, or came late, I can't tell. Oh, I hardly know what day it is anyway. You could hold a calendar in front of my face, I'd press my finger to some square, declare with confidence it's this one, maybe. And there's a weirdness and a wildness and a heaviness to every moment lately. And I feel a little comfort knowing you probably feel these same things too. So even if we're far apart, I can still be with you. Are flying by, the hours are just limping along. My heart can't settle on a song to fit the mood I'm in, which is a restlessness like I've never known. I've paced each inch of my kitchen floor, though my door's unlocked and there's an open road if I had the inclination. There's a bitterness, but a sweetness too, and a darkness and a light that finds me daily. And I feel a little comfort knowing you probably feel these same things too. So even if we're far apart, I can still be with you. Sleeping well, so I'm rarely awake, and I end each night with a prayer for strength and the wisdom to take this time, this space to root down. Trust one day we will bloom out again. Probably feel these same things too. So even if we're far apart, I can still feel a little comfort knowing you probably feel these same things too. So even if we're far apart, I can still be with you.
The one and only Sarah Morris, Be With You, Total Country, Bob FM. And Becky, I know you have a connection, actually several connections to Sarah Morris.
Yes.
As does most people. I'm seeing. She's kind of at the center of it all.
She is. She really is. She's such a, she's just such a supporter of other musicians too, and she does a lot of things kind of behind the scenes that support other people. So yeah, she's a lovely person. I'm playing. My next gig is up in Ely on July 14th at Brainstorm Bakery. Sarah has curated a summer series there for. Once a week on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. And so I get to be one of her curations, I guess.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's all. And just being up in that area is like soothing to the soul. I love Ely. A super like just inspiring kind of place for me. Where do you go for inspiration, whether it is a physical place or even just a mental state? Where do you find inspiration?
I find that most of my songs come to me when I'm walking the dog.
There you go.
Yep, and I always have my phone with me, so if I get an idea, I have like, you know, 1,000 voice memos on my phone that are pretty much just melodies. You know, every once in a while I get the idea for, you know, whatever the
title
hook will be.
A line, yeah.
Exactly, but mostly I get melodies, and I have way more melodies than I have words.
I used to always throw headphones on when I would be out walking the dog, and I actually stopped doing that because... Yeah. I like to hear the world around me, and I can see where you just be picking up melodies just from being in nature, or even if it's like the road next to you where a car drives by in a certain sort of rhythm or whatever, you know, like you can get a ton of inspiration out there that you're going to cut off from yourself if you're wearing headphones. It was not easy to do because it's sort of a habit, you know, and I there's a ton of music that I want to listen to out on this walk, but I think that's a great time for being creative and, yes, and listening for those melodies.
Yes. And if you are going to wear headphones, I say always pretend you're in a video. That's what I do.
There you go. You got to walk in with some attitude. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, I like it. Becky Capel, you're on the Homegrown Show. We're going to take a quick break here and then come back, and we're going to play your new tune, Stronger Every Day, which if my dad is out there listening, don't get excited. It's not a Chicago cover. That's Feeling Stronger Every Day.
That's right.
It is a Becky Capel original, and it's coming up right after this break. Got a favorite team? Now imagine having something riding on every play. Just across the border at St. Croix Casinos in Wisconsin, you can. Sports betting is here, live and in person. So when your favorite team makes a run, you're not just watching. You're in the game. Make a night of it at St. Croix Casinos with slots, craps, roulette, live entertainment, great restaurants, and relaxing hotel stays. Your favorite team, your kind of action, only in Wisconsin. Find your fortune at St. Croix Casino.
In a world where barbecue comes from freezers and burgers are just burgers, Jelly Bean and Julia's in Coon Rapids dares to ask, what if we made everything from scratch? Armed with wood smoke and handcrafted sauces, Jelly Bean and Julia's is serving up barbecue, burgers, and sandwiches so fresh, so flavorful, they could save the world from boring food forever. Smoked to perfection and dangerously delicious. Jelly Bean and Julia's, open Tuesday through Sunday or online at jellybeanandjulias.com.
Always Drains wants you to watch out for these three things. Multiple drains that are slow, a funky smell coming from your drain, small flies around a drain. These can be indicators that your main line is developing buildup, and clearing that buildup today will prevent some serious repairs tomorrow. Trust me, you do not ever want to deal with raw sewage backing up. Go to alwaysdrains.com. Fill out a few questions for a free estimate. If it's an emergency, call Always Drains, 612-922-9422. For all things plumbing, Always Drains. Keep life flowing, always.
So then my wife said, I can't believe how big it is. You see, my wife always wanted a maple tree in our yard. When I told her I was getting one from Now the Nursery, she imagined it might be 10 or 12 feet high. But when she saw that newly planted Now the Nursery maple, she was shocked. It was almost 30 feet tall. Be shocked too. Go check out the selection of big trees at Now the Nursery, just 5 miles east of Elk River on Viking Boulevard.
Now the Nursery.
Home of the big tree.
Bob FM is powered by a locally owned SMC Construction, delivering high-quality craftsmanship, integrity, and a client-first approach for all your remodeling. Try them once. Trust them for life.
Home Country Bob FM.
And we're back. The Homegrown Show, the best in local and independent music, brought to you by St. Croix Casinos, Restaurants, and Hotels. Shout out to Babe and the crew out there at St. Croix Casinos. We're hanging out with Becky Capel here live in studio. Becky, let's let the people know where they can find you online and keep up to date with everything that you got going on, gigs and new music releases.
Yeah, my
stuff
website,
like that.
BeckyCapel.com is probably the best place. It's Becky, like it's normally spelled, with a Y, and then K-A-P-E-L-L. And I'm on Facebook. Becky Capel and the Fat Six is my music page, and Instagram and all the places. So yeah,
the usuals.
Yeah.
And YouTube streamers, whatever, all that kind of stuff. You
Spotify,
can find you there,
all those things. Yeah,
well, we are gonna play your new song as tonight's Studio A single spotlight. So what can you tell us about Stronger Every Day?
Well, I absolutely wrote it, well, or got the idea for it, when I was walking the dog, my dog Skeeter Davis. And it's just a lot of my songs too are kind of to the beat of my walking, so it's just a kind of a very uncomplicated little love song inspired by my dog.
I love it. Shout out to Skeeter Davis.
Yeah.
It's tonight's Studio A single spotlight on the Homegrown Show.
And now it's time for the Homegrown Show's Studio A single spotlight.
More
latest release from Becky Capel, Stronger Every Day. That song is out and about in the wild now, right? When did that one come out?
The 26th of June.
So it's still fresh.
Very fresh.
Still very, 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 very fresh. And again, you can find that on Spotify, YouTube, whatever, all those places. And yeah, Becky Capel, Stronger Every Day. Inspired by Skeeter Davis.
That's right.
But not that Skeeter Davis. Her another. Skeeter Davis.
Yes, but Skeeter Davis, the singer, does inspire me in a lot of ways, too.
I would imagine. You were mentioning that you grew up listening to a lot of like your mom's records, stuff very harmony-driven.
Yep, Everly Brothers and a lot of the like the Four Freshmen and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Very cool.
Yes.
Did you get to go out to any shows with your mom? Was that ever a thing? Like, did you get to see any live music growing up?
No, I really didn't. No, I think maybe one of the first live shows I went to was, do you remember the Roaches? They're three sisters from New York, and they did a lot of cool harmony stuff. Like that might have been the first live show that I went to. You know, that was like singing kind of that
sure.
kind of stuff. I guess I remember going to seeing Rush somewhere. I
don't wow, that's a cool yeah. one. That'll leave you some memories.
Yeah. I think I stepped in some puke.
Probably. I'm sure there was a lot of imbibing of things there at a Rush yeah. show, which yeah. is quite the a change of scenery from yeah. seeing the Roaches, which yeah. the Roaches have a name that you would assume, like maybe that's going to be the one where you step in some vomit
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But nope. Just that, a bunch of nice harmonies from some ladies.
That is actually their last name. Is Roach. Is
I'm not familiar with the Roaches. I'll have to look into
they
them.
They were, it was like the 70s. So
sure. I love a lot of the
which
70s.
Which gives my age away. Yes.
which, and you mentioned your age to me earlier, and I still don't believe it. You look way younger than that number you threw out at me.
Thank
so,
you.
So I'm not even going to repeat it because I think it's a lie. She looks, she looks yeah. fantastic. So mm-hmm. very good. Well,
yeah.
We talked about the Roaches. Are you familiar with Claire Doyle at
oh,
all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Claire's great. Yes. Yeah. I think she might not be here now at this point. She might be down in New Orleans again. But yeah, she came in, made a big splash, and I think she's fantastic.
I've loved everything I've heard from her, especially this one. It's Maybelline, Claire Doyle. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
You come to me. station on El Paso. This one trick pony only knows how to ride away.
Myself to death. Now I'm drinking, trying to catch my breath, chasing dreams and chasing after you. Jesse to my way long, drunk and love and rambling on, chasing dreams and chasing after you.
We go together like Johnny and Jim. You make me laugh and I make you swoon. Dance to the beat of our own made up tune. Don't matter much when times get tough, you always got me to back you up. Chasing dreams and chasing.
Axel and Betty, chasing dreams and chasing after you. Total Country Bob FM. You're tuned in to the Homegrown Show, the best in local and independent music. We're hanging out with Becky Capel live in studio. And we were chatting a little bit off the air. I know you got that Ely gig coming up, but you also got a couple other things going on here.
Yeah, June 25th, I'll be at a place called Rivertime in Pepin, Wisconsin. Some friends of mine own it's a little wine bar there. So
oh, love
the
a
patio.
Winery show.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, they always have a good lineup through the summer, so that should be a fun thing. Yeah, I'm doing a couple of these duo things, which I don't do a lot of, but this summer I am, so that's kind of fun. And then I do, I play the fifth Sundays at the 331 Club in Northeast Minneapolis, 7 to 9, and so there's one of those on August 31st. But I'm super torn because at the fair that day is Sierra Farrell.
Yeah.
And I love Sierra Farrell, and I actually did buy tickets, so I'm super torn. I mean, I can get my band can fill in for me and totally.
And it's not just Sierra anymore.
Oh. What
Tanya Tucker is going to be playing with her.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's pretty fun.
Okay, well. Okay, then.
But I shouldn't have even said that.
No,
you have a gig that night. You got to
no,
work.
No, I'm.
You got to work. You got to show up and work. If you could call play hooky, though, I know an event that you would enjoy.
Yeah, and I do love the fair, too. And we were just talking, I live very close to the fairground. So I try to get over there several times.
Several times every year?
Several times.
You're one of those,
yep,
huh?
I ride my bike.
I respect it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't handle it. I mean, I'll be there probably at least 9 days of the fair.
I would love that.
But yeah, if I were just going, I don't know, one or two for me would probably be good. But
I usually like do four.
Four. Yeah. That's respectable.
Yeah.
And it takes that. If you want to enjoy the whole fair, you definitely do got to make a multi-day trip out of it.
Well, you know, since I live around there too, we just meet up with friends and you just...
It's different for you. Because you live local, I can see. If I lived right down the street, I'd go four times a year too. Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll definitely, you know where we're at out there. We'll be on Judson Avenue right across from the Coliseum with live music every day of the fair from 3 to 4. So when you're out there, the Great Minnesota Get-Together, swing by Bobtown. Here's one from the Devin Worley Band. It's Black, a nod to a certain Bob country artist. If you listen, maybe you can put it together.
Bottle to his lips, pills in his right hand. Sleeping's never easy on the road for a music man. On the line with his wife, while the girl's laying in his bed. There's darkness eating at him. He ain't quite alive, but he ain't dead yet. So far from redemption, no heart to mention, all alone. He's the shadow of the man. But God provided that gift inside him. Heartbreak, but he's too far gone to try. With everything that he's done, it's enough to make his mama cry. With the devil at his heels, he can run on for a long time. So far from redemption, no heart to mention, all alone, he's the shadow of the man. But God provided that gift inside him. Broken-hearted fans crying for somebody that they never understand. But the radio remembers that old sun record sound. 'Cause the flat top box is broken, but the pride can't keep him down. He's earned his redemption through divine intervention. In the end, the struggle makes the man. But God provides. Gift inside and the crowd would cheer and make it all okay, and he would play, and he would play.
The answer, obviously, is Johnny Cash. That's the Devin Worley Band with Black. We're hanging out with Becky Capel here live in studio. And Becky, I just got a text from Steve Straczynski, Strewman from the Four Outdoorsmen. He was listening. First of all, he says, you sound great.
Nice.
He also assumes that I had no idea who Skeeter Davis was, which is not true. But
wrong. You proved it.
I did. I proved it. She knows. But he also brought up that we got some friends up there in Ely. Arrowhead Outdoors, a great sponsor of the Four Outdoorsmen. Steve and Chris, they know the Ely area better than anybody.
Oh.
And everybody who listens to the Four Outdoorsmen, when they're up there in the Ely area, they stop through Arrowhead Outdoors. And we should just give Chris and Steve a shout-out, invite them to that show in Ely.
Absolutely. And I'll be sure to stop into Arrowhead Outfitters. Is what
Arrowhead
it is.
Outdoors.
Yeah, Outdoors. Okay, cool. Yes.
They,
all right.
They can hook you up if you got any sort of adventure you want to go on. You mentioned that doing this gig, You sometimes get the option to stay up there an extra night.
Yeah, exactly. And my guy can't make it happen, so we're just staying.
Just doing the one nighter this time, but maybe next time when you get a little time up there,
I'll just dump him and
there you go. Just be like, hey, I'm going up to you. Bring Skeeter.
Exactly.
Just you and Skeeter heading up to Ely. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Exactly. And I should explain, my guy is my guy, but he's also my guitar player. So it'll be, we play as a duo up there. So
I love it.
Paul Bergen, he's an excellent guitar player.
Shout out to Paul. Was he playing on the recordings that we were listening to?
Yes, he's playing on all his recordings.
He's got a fantastic tone.
And he produced the records too, so, and all the songs. Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to Paul. We're still hanging out with Becky Capel, and we're going to keep chatting, but let's play some more music as well. Here's one from the Farmer's Daughters. It's called Drink It In. You're listening to the Homegrown Show, Total Country, Bob FM.
Hey, it's Ben Johnson, and you're listening to the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Yeah.
Becky Capel. Say goodbye, Total Country Bob FM. You're listening to The Homegrown Show. We're hanging out with Becky here right now, and I love that you mentioned during that song that it's been a while since you listened to that one.
Yeah, you don't listen to records once you record them usually. So
right, you're not often throwing that on the car CD
right.
player when you're cruising.
Yeah.
But so I like that I get to kind of bring some of these songs back to people who have maybe...
They're
haven't
good.
Revisited them for a while.
I'm pleased.
You're like, hey, I like this song.
I like this.
It's a good little
tapper.
Yeah. Very cool. Becky Capel, let's remind people where they can find you online.
Yeah, BeckyCapel.com is my website. Capel is K-A-P-E-L-L. And I'm on all the places, Facebook, Instagram. I'm not really a big overshare. I haven't.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really tough. The promoting thing is so, it's just like. Yeah, when you start writing songs, I wasn't thinking, and
but that's part of the agreement. You got to get out there.
Yeah, independent artist, you have to.
You wear many hats.
Yeah, I don't like that hat.
And you're not alone on that one.
I know. Nobody likes that. Who does like that?
Not me. I can tell you that right now. We're going to take a quick break here and then wrap things up with Becky Capel, so don't go anywhere.
Got a favorite team? Now imagine having something riding on every play. Just across the border at St. Croix Casinos in Wisconsin, you can. Sports betting is here, live and in person. So when your favorite team makes a run, you're not just watching, you're in the game. Make a night of it at St. Croix Casinos with slots, craps, roulette, live entertainment, great restaurants, and relaxing hotel stays. Your favorite team, your kind of action, only in Wisconsin. Find your fortune at St. Croix Casino.
In a world where barbecue comes from freezers and burgers are just burgers, Jelly Bean and Julia's in Coon Rapids dares to ask, what if we made everything from scratch? Armed with wood smoke and handcrafted sauces, Jelly Bean and Julia's is serving up barbecue, burgers, and sandwiches so fresh, so flavorful, they could save the world from boring food forever. Smoked to perfection and dangerously delicious, Jelly Bean and Julia's, open Tuesday through Sunday or online at jellybeanandjulias.com.
Always Drains wants you to watch out for these three things. Multiple drains that are slow, a funky smell coming from your drain, small flies around a drain. These can be indicators that your main line is developing buildup, and clearing that buildup today will prevent some serious repairs tomorrow. Trust me, you do not ever want to deal with raw sewage backing up. Go to alwaysdrains.com. Fill out a few questions for a free estimate. If it's an emergency, call Always Drains, 612-922-9422. For all things plumbing, Always Drains. Keep life flowing, always.
So then my wife said, I can't believe how big it is. You see, my wife always wanted a maple tree in our yard. When I told her I was getting one from Now the Nursery, she imagined it might be 10 or 12 feet high. But when she saw that newly planted Now the Nursery maple, she was shocked. It was almost 30 feet tall. Be shocked too. Go check out the selection of big trees at Now the Nursery, just 5 miles east of Elk River on Viking Boulevard.
Now the Nursery.
Home of the big tree.
Total Country Bob FM. Yes, wrapping up the Homegrown Show on a Sunday evening. An hour just flies by. The Four Outdoorsmen are going to be coming up next. It is a special pre-recorded episode that Strew and I did from the deck of our cabin at beautiful Lake of the Woods on the Bob FM Summer Walleye Connection. So that is coming up here in just a few minutes. And also, speaking of the Walleye Connection there, I do have a ton of pictures that people have sent me from the trip, and I will work on posting those this week. So if you're listening out there,
sunburn.
Yeah, I do. There are some pictures of my sunburn for sure, but a lot of great pictures of fish. It was an amazing trip. We will be talking about it. We got a nice interview with our captain, Tilden, Christine Bloom as well, and then Strew and I just kind of talk about the trip in general. So a ton of fun coming up on the Four Outdoorsmen. But before we get there, we got to close things out with Becky Capel. And before we do that, I should mention that this week on Thursday, I'm going to be out at the Andover Family Fun Fest judging a battle of the bands with Bach to Rock, which is a really cool educational program for kids that I absolutely wish existed when I was younger. It's a super cool organization, and these kids do rock. It's pretty impressive. So I'm going to have a ton of fun out there for that. And then next Sunday, we're going to be talking with the people from Bach to Rock and the winner of that battle of the bands. Turn your knob to Bob Sunday night at 5 o'clock for the Homegrown Show. And now that that's all in the books, we can close things out here with Becky Capel. Thank you so much for joining me today. A ton of fun. I'm glad to finally have gotten to meet you.
Yeah.
One last time, let's let the people know where they can find you online. Any last show announcements that you wanted to throw out there? Just any parting words that you have for the people of Bob Country?
Yeah, BeckyCapel.com, and I do a lot of my shows are no cover shows, so look me up and try to find, especially if we're the full band show. I've got a great band and
the Fat Six.
That's right, and we're a lot of fun, and we like to play old country music.
Very cool. Well, don't forget to say hi to Chris and Steve when you're up there in Ely, and keep your knob here and listen to the Four Outdoorsmen coming up. It is a fun one. Closing things out with That Certain Ache, anything you want to tell us about this tune?
I wrote it a long time ago. It's kind of a long story, so I won't tell the long story, but it's just a sweet little song that came out of me.
Sweet little song.
Yeah, about missing that certain ache, about missing the love in a relationship, I guess.
Well, thank you again for hanging out with me. We'll definitely do it again. Keep your knob right here on Bob for Bob Outdoors. And I'll catch you tomorrow at 3 p.m. for some rush hour relief. Have a great night, everybody. I'll talk to you next time. Until then, peace.